Ernest looks like he's done for the season with his Achilles, which is a bit of a blow, for him. So disappointing, then. That's about it. Mate, I'm not a medical guy, so I'll just have to wait to see what happens with the medical. From what I understand, Achilles is Achilles, so.
What about you, mate?
He's fine.
What was it? Was it just a cramp?
Apparently.
Yeah. How big a blow is that for Ross?
Well, I guess you can ask him. It's for us. It hurts us, but I won't put words in Ernest's mouth. But it's he's been a big part of us all season. Opportunity out with Matt out, so it hurt us with the rotations and especially our big guys getting in foul trouble early. So it wasn't ideal. Tell you in a month. Well, we were facing adversity. I think we were down 10, maybe 12 early in the second quarter, and could have easily rolled over. But, full credit to the guys that fought like anything. And, we're getting a lot of home cooking. We're getting injuries. To fight through that adversity and put up the performance that the team did, I'm very proud. The guys to do that, we probably fell off. In the last 2 minutes, I think it was a two possession game. We got fatigue in there with the guards playing heavy minutes, covering the bigs. For Sean to only play 9 minutes of the game is ridiculous, and to get fouled out like that. So, we'll lick our wounds. We'll come back stronger and better for it. I think a lot of players are getting frustrated there. You even got some players that don't say anything to the referees questioning them. There's the inconsistencies is a major factor from one end to the other and quarter to quarter. So told the guys we can't control that, and we control what we did to get back in the hunt. And I think we got up by 3 or 4, maybe towards the end of the third, and try to get that extra push on the way home, but we didn't have any gas left in the tank.
A lot of off-the-ball fouls. Cool. Do you understand why?
Mate, I could get here and get a 10,000 fine why, I think. But what's the point? It's the same thing week after. All the coaches say the same thing. What do? You just got to take it and hopefully you get 3 referees, that do the same when you play at home.
Oh, he's a very good player, I think, regardless of who he's matching up against. And he leads the team well. So, he hit some big shots, especially late in the game. He got his team into sets and he's just so patient out there. So, he's a class player and, only matched up with him twice now and have a lot of respect for the way he plays and how he gets his teammates involved. And, we had a timeout with 4.5 to go, and I think the 5 guys they had on the court just about all scored and hit big shots. Some contested, some uncontested, so it was pretty frustrating, but starts with Scotty leading them from the point guard position.
Obviously losing Matty during the week with the fractured toe was big, but Tommy Jervis, he really stood up tonight with 15 points, helped you guys out.
Yeah, Tommy's been great. Last year he got the starting spot early when Matty started the year with an injury. Last weekend he has a double-double. Matty goes down and he steps up again, but we definitely missed Matty tonight, especially with his rebounding presence, his physicality. But in saying that, we don't know how long he's out for, so everybody's got to step up. It can't be a matter of making excuses. We know Ross is out. We know Matty's gone. And obviously Sean getting in foul trouble hurt as well in that big rotation. So, we've got about a week to, get it sorted out in what we're going to do with how we're going to guard the bigs. But Tommy's been fantastic, and tonight was no different.
Are the timeouts tougher than you think in recent years? Do you see that they've got something a bit different this year?
I think they've done well in keeping a lot of their personnel, and they're kind of coming of age as a group together, the right ages. I mean, you look at someone like Sean Bruce, he's stepped up as well, and this guy's, he's 6th or 7th man, and he's playing, towards the end of the game and hitting big shots. So everybody's just stepping up and they're playing well as a unit. You look at their roster and, you know, Scott is probably their best player, but in saying that, he could probably give an MVP to a handful of guys week in, week out. And tonight, you know, I thought Torrey was fantastic for him. Yeah, athletically, you know, there's a handful of guys probably in his calibre, but it's the way he attacks the O-glass that probably makes him that little bit more special. He goes after everything, and full credit to him. You know, we're missing our possession winners in Greg Hire and Matty Knight. They've got Torrey, and I thought he was fantastic tonight in getting them either the offensive board itself or getting tip-outs for other guys. So we did a poor job in boxing out a very athletic guy that's aggressive at the rebounding.
Was that Tom Jervis the best game of
the season? I think his consistency just he played more minutes.
Yeah.
I think he's been great all year. It's just that now he's going to be relied upon to be that go-to big guy on the block, and he's capable of doing it, and he'll have to going forward without Matty.
Must give you confidence, though, knowing that he was able to step up tonight, that going forward without Matty, no matter how long that time is, he'll be able to play that role fully.
Yeah, definitely. He showed it last year, and the two of them work so hard against each other, training, they make each other better. And without Matty, Tommy stepped up tonight, and I don't see why he won't do it for the rest of the season.
But how do you, because Tommy's replaced Matty, how do you replace Tommy, the role that he was playing?
Yeah, that's the big one we've got to answer. Without knowing how long Matty's out for right now, you know, we tried having Sean and Jesse, and then we're going to play Ernest at the four, but obviously he went down early. Sean got in early foul trouble. So options A and B were kind of out the window, and all of a sudden you've got DeAndre playing the four spot, which he probably wasn't used to. But in saying that, even when we went small ball, that's when we made our run. So I was proud of the guys to be out there with guys playing out of position but still playing their butts off and at least making a game of it.
You came back from 16 down to lead by 5, and then obviously you had a few injuries in. The game was tight there. What, in hindsight, would you do differently at that clutch point of the game? What didn't you get right?
I think they came out and executed a nice three-point play, and that's lack of communication, lack of being in a stance, and that's when a game's got to be won. You've got to take pride in your defense when it's crunch time. I think we gave up about 14 points in 4 minutes, so that's, you work so hard to get back in a game, and that's frustrating, disappointing, and pretty angry with how we finished the game. But in saying that, we threw three guys in. You know, Sean gets fouled out, Ernest is out with injury, and then Jermaine in particular going out. I thought Jermaine and DeAndre were a big part of getting us back into it, and we probably missed his offensive output in particular in the last 4 minutes.
Is some of that anger because of the fact that you had 18-plus minus and they're really eating into it in that last couple of minutes?
Yeah, all the anger's from losing and not stepping up when it mattered, but we're wary of the plus-minus, hence DeAndre trying to score with, you know, 2 seconds to go. But it shouldn't have come down to, you know, trying to cut it back from 16 to 14 or 14 to 12. Should have been walking away with a win or at least a lot better effort in that last 4 minutes.
Trevor, you've got Adelaide next week at home, and I heard on radio during the week that you said Greg Hire needs to pass a full session on Monday in order to be able to say that he's right for the team. How much does that session now mean with Ernest Ross going down?
Yeah, pretty big, isn't it? You don't... been one of those periods of time, as you, when it rains, it pours. It's Matt, you know, Matt gets a late injury, so our preparation is disrupted, and then we think we have a good plan with Ernest, then Ernest gets, and so we're, first and foremost, we're happy to get Greg back. You know, Greg was a big part of our championship push last year. He's played one game this year. He's missed, 17 games now, so, you know, we're hopeful that he get through practice and he'll be ready to slot straight in. And then obviously we have to go back to the drawing board and see who's available and who we can bring in for, you know, for Matty and Ernest. You got anybody that you know of?
Backers. Not on hand.
You've got, in your run, you mentioned the mother injury, and we'll see, but in that you've got a double header Cairns in the town for New Zealand. 5 games in 12 days. How many of those games do you expect at this point that you're going to be able to come away with?
Before counting eggs, you know, we just got to get number 110 healthy players and ready to go. So we got a week to get ourselves prepared back home for Adelaide, and you know, that's as far as we're looking, and everything will take care of itself from there.
Just